The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The book was better. Suns up 2-0. Also, the preferred way to get your first career hit. And the star of all things BN Ball, Zaila Avant-Garde, with Sarah Spain, Kevin Blackstone, June Lee, and Jackie Mack.
Who wants to see Zaila when she grows up? I do.
Suns 118, Bucks 108 to take game two. Devin Booker, huge threes in the fourth. And this possession here to end the half, I want to show it in its entirety because there's a lot of there. How much Milwaukee brings on defense and how solid their defense is and how Phoenix just chips and chips and chips away with ball movement. And then it's an end one. I mean, this is just incredible team play here. That's how Phoenix has done it through two games to go up 2-0. Jackie McMullen, around the horn to you. Is this more about what the Suns are doing or what the Bucks have yet to do?
How can you even ask me after just showing that clip of 12 consecutive passes to an and one for their center who had an otherwise somewhat quiet evening? This is about what the Phoenix Suns have done. The Bucks still haven't solved Chris Paul and Devin Booker, and I'm not going to mention pick and roll because you don't like to hear about that.
I like to hear about it.
Okay, just say. But here's some of the other things that is why I think the Suns have done so well. We mentioned Ayton there. He had sort of a quiet night, and yet he had a huge, huge tip to get one of those three-pointers down in the fourth quarter to go down for his teammates. Jay Crowder, quiet night, nails a huge three-pointer down the stretch. Mikal Bridges, all over the floor, he hits those corner three-pointers, but does something that he's not even supposed to do, Tony, which is drive to the basket and deliver. These guys are adaptable, they're cohesive, they're playing together. But do not sleep on the Bucks. They still have the best player in this series. Mm. And their two second guys have only shot 32%.
You did just spend 45 seconds talking about the Suns. You're the one who make me accuse yourself of sleeping on the Bucks. June Lee, is this about what Phoenix is doing or what Milwaukee's failed to figure out so far?
I think this is also about what Phoenix is doing. I think that play that we showed at the beginning of the show there with all the passes, and then you compare that to the play that Drew Holiday did where he ran back and he blocks the shot with nobody else around him. And then none of his teammates were there to kind of pick him up. It was Cam Johnson saved the ball, and then DeAndre Ayton dunks it after that, and there was no Milwaukee Bucks who had also run back alongside Drew Holiday. The Phoenix Suns have so many different ways to win. Like, you have DeAndre Ayton, who only goes for 10 points last night, but then you have Mikal Bridges step up and have the biggest game of his career, and it wasn't even like he was forcing it. He was taking the shots that came to him, and then you have, on a night where Chris Paul isn't playing as well as he did in game one, you have Devin Booker step up, and so there's so many different ways for this Phoenix Suns team to win. I feel like you're just seeing the cohesion and the team play that this team is bringing that has brought them to this point.
Two votes for cohesion there from Lee and McMullen. Mm-hmm. Kevin, is this about what Phoenix is doing or what Milwaukee's yet to do?
Well, let's talk about things falling apart. Let's talk about things that you're not seeing. Like, for example, Drew Holiday playing as well as he did in the regular season during the playoffs. A guy who shot 50% from the field and about 40% from the three-point line, all of a sudden now shooting about 41% from the field and less than 30% from the three-point line. Let's talk about what he did along with his other star who's supposed to help out Giannis, and that's Chris Middleton, who last night combined, they went 12 for 37, and only two of those 12 shots they made were three-pointers. Now, I don't know if I rack that up to the Phoenix defense that's being played or if I just rack that up to the fact that they are missing open shots and not playing to their capabilities, but I think it's more of the latter and less of the former, and I don't want to say that to take anything away from what the Phoenix Suns have done so far because their backcourt has been absolutely phenomenal.
Sarah Spain, we'll bring you in here on what through two games this has been. Phoenix doing it or Milwaukee failing to?
Yeah, to KB's point, you can't ignore what the Bucks aren't doing and the fact that Giannis Antetokounmpo in game one was the only Buck starter that was a plus-plus-minus at +1. And then in this game, he's +3, and the rest of the starters are a combined -24. You can't ignore that those guys aren't showing up that they need to buoy their MVP, who's coming in despite the injury and putting up 42. But even if Giannis was playing as well as he is and those other guys were not holding up their end of the bargain, if not for the Suns' ability to adapt to everything the Bucks are doing well on the defensive side, it wouldn't matter. The Bucks might still win the game, but the Suns are absolutely crushing them because the changes that Milwaukee made that we all, as a collective analyst bunch of, you know, blowhards, asked them to do, they did it. And guess what? The Suns were like, cool, we'll just sit back here and shoot 50% from beyond the arc then. It's like whatever you give them, they'll take. Whatever you take away, they find something else. And that's why I think it's more about what the Suns are doing despite the Bucks being a great defensive team and still being okay offensively.
Bucks started 0-2 versus Brooklyn and won that series. Jackie, does this feel like something they can do again, or does this particular matchup feel different?
Well, it feels a little different, but Middleton, I could almost book it right now. He's going to have 20-plus points in Game 3. They're going to win Game 3 because they're a very good basketball team, and as I said, they still have the best player. The reason it feels a little different is because the Suns are so composed. So I'll go away from cohesion to composed. They get within 5 points. They don't panic. They move the ball around, and they score. And it doesn't always have to be Chris Paul or Devin Booker. There's a lot of choices on that team.
June?
Yeah, it's the depth of the Suns that continues to stick out to me, to Jackie's point. There's so many guys who can score. And for me, I think that the Suns are going to win the series. If they're able to take one of these games in Milwaukee, I think they're going to be able to win in 5 games.
Blackstone.
But the Suns all of a sudden have less depth after yet another game because we don't know what's going to happen to Torrey Craig. So to me, it feels a little bit like what we saw before, where injuries crop up on the other team's bench and Milwaukee's able to take advantage.
Sarah Spain.
It feels different because you're asking us now, and we have the hindsight of the last series under our belts. If you had asked us this question 2 games into the series with the Nets and we weren't sure about injuries and they were losing by billions of points, we would have said it's over. We're only saying something different now because we have the benefit of seeing how they turned it around before, and now we're stuck in the prisoner of the moment place that we were at with the Nets as well. I think we're in the exact same spot where the Bucks can potentially come back and things can completely change when they get home.
Objection. I did ask this question when they were down 0-2 to Brooklyn, and Jackie McMullen, she's right here. She did answer. Don't sleep on the Bucks. That's what she said last series, so she had it right. Last word to Jackie.
Now, the one thing I would say is that I think the Bucks missed an opportunity in this. This was not Chris Paul's finest game. He had 6 turnovers. Yeah. He looked gassed to me at the end, Tony. He came back to earth just a little bit. He's still been spectacular, but
holiday,
you should have
effect.
Taken advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Sarah, I did ask you yesterday, in fact, who you got in the game. And you did, in fact, pick the Milwaukee
that.
Bucks in that game. Man, you, I mean, very forgetful at some times. It's interesting, Sarah. We'll move on. While that was happening last night, maybe it was the second most impressive feat from yesterday, Zaïla Avant-Garde winning the National Spelling Bee. She's 14 years old. And if that's not enough, winning the National Spelling Bee, she's also a basketball prodigy. I mean, look, this is her mixtape. And she is the possessor of 3 Guinness World Records for dribbling. Sarah Spade, you can start us off here with what you witnessed and what will stick with you most from Zaïla's win.
That last clip, first of all, I don't understand how the Harlem Globetrotters let her steal 3 records for them. That's literally all they do. That's a disappointment for me on their behalf. But what we saw was joy. She literally twirled on them haters. Like, she was so joyful. And the saddest thing to me about these competitions is when people are serious, no smiles, when they win, because I start to wonder, are you enjoying this? Why are you doing this if you won the pinnacle of the competition and you can't do it? So I loved watching her. And I love the idea of us getting the, like, academic nerd plus the baller. You could do it all, kids. You could do it all. And she's showing you. I love that.
Kevin Blackstone.
Well, as a fan of music that's a little bit outside of the box, I was really drawn to her last name, and I was wondering how she came up with the last name, or she got the last name Avant-Garde, and it turns out that her father gave her that name because he's a fan of the music, in particular John Coltrane. who is one of the progenitors of the avant-garde movement in the 1960s and a big part of my my music collection. So I was definitely drawn to that. I always get concerned, though, when we highlight these stories as these people being somewhat a representative of exceptionalism, and I don't like that, particularly this sort of black exceptionalism that you read in these stories, because I don't want people to think that your kid can't be this either, right? That this just shows that everybody can be these things if they are given supportive parents, supportive environments, and given plenty of opportunity. How she can ride a unicycle at age 14 and dribble multiple basketballs, that is going to stick with me forever.
Jun Lee.
Yeah, I just love the well-roundedness of all of just her background and seeing the clips of her basketball ability go viral on Twitter yesterday after she had won the spelling bee. Like, that brought so much joy to my face. And then also, you know, I saw Kiki Palmer, who starred in Akilah and the Bee, and she said that she was basically the real-life version of that coming to life. And I thought that was really, really cool to see. But just being able to see kind of this academic nerd that's what I view myself, who's also able to ball out on the court in the way that she is and balance those two things and not be kind of specialized in one thing, which is, I think, something we really see a lot in youth sports today, to see someone who's able to kind of balance the basketball stuff and is able to practice for the spelling bee and read the dictionary. Like, I love seeing all of that.
Balance it on a unicycle. And how about you, Jackie Mack? What were you thinking last night watching this?
You know, I'd like to say I want to be Miss Avant-Garde when I grow up, but it's too late for me. I'm on the other side of it.
Never too late.
She just, everything about her is so fun, and it makes you so happy. And I like the idea of being able to be the best at something. It's okay to be the best at something, and if you're the best at multiple things, go get it. Now, Ms. Avant-Garde, which I'm always going to call that because that epitomizes who she is. She is so avant-garde in everything she's doing. She wants to go to Harvard. Call me, honey, because the Harvard basketball coach is my old high school coach, Kathy Delaney Smith.
There it is!
I'm inside. I want to get you in there.
That's pretty great. Thank you. Yeah, going to Harvard. She wants to play the WNBA or coach, she even said there. And I read that she just took up spelling competitively 2 years ago. So there's hope for you, Jackie. You can still be...
Oh, I don't think
that last name too that her father gave her. Do you know her father's name? Anyone know her father's name? He goes by Space Time is the last name he goes by. Wow, what a family. We'll be back with Buy or Sell next.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Nick Mullen, 16, Blackstone, 15, Lee, 13, Spain, 10. A quote here for you. You tell me who said this, I'll give you points. You ready? Turnover is inevitable.
Jed Hoyer.
James Winston.
I love both those lines. But Jackie was right. Jed Hoyer, let's go, Cubs president Jed Hoyer. Sarah, I didn't see you here. Yes, we're talking about the Cubs here. Their one game winning tear that they were on after losing 11 games straight is now over. Buy or sell turnover being inevitable for this franchise and breaking up the Cubs, Sarah?
As the only panelist who was at this game and saw Jed Hoyer leave his seat up near the front and midway through the game walk away, presumably to start making phone calls, it is inevitable. I hope it's not a complete teardown, the likes of which we saw before the World Series that had a great result, but we've already got enough of the talent here that we can hang on to. We're going to say goodbye to some people that we love from that World Series team, and that's going to hurt.
All right, that's a lot. That's Rizzo, that's Bryant, Baez would be another guy involved in there, Arrieta. How many are staying? How many are going, Sarah?
So what I've been hearing is that potentially because none of these guys, teams don't want to pick them up with just a couple months left and know if they can retain them, they might have to pair some of that talent together in order to get enough back to make it worthwhile. So I could see maybe two of those three being gone.
Blackstone.
Well, I want to say thank you very much for Kyle Schwarber, by the way, Sarah. Enjoy him down here in Washington.
Okay, let's see if you can do anything with it. Good luck.
Just one of the greatest months in baseball history.
He started in Boston with Jackie Mack, with that gang of four in the wake of Epstein's reign. And what did they do? They traded players. In San Diego, he traded players. I mean, I think this is what you do as a GM anyway, and I think he's speaking from truth here. Sometimes you build it up, you win, and then it starts to fall apart, and you got to start all over.
Junlee.
I think Sarah's nostalgia for that World Series championship team shows exactly why this team has had problems. The nostalgia is really dangerous, and it's why that they're struggling. The fact that there is this massive attachment to all these players is the reason why the Cubs are in this position. They're not going to win the World Series. Someone like Jake Arrieta, I think, sums up the team's problems. He's not the same guy that he was when they won the World Series. Yes, he was with the Phillies for a couple years, but this is not the same Cubs team. A lot of these guys aren't the same players anymore.
Jackie Mack.
Now, you're right about nostalgia being dangerous, especially when one of our panelists just keeps saying we, like she's actually in the front office of the Chicago Cubs. Did I miss something, Sarah? Are you drawing a paycheck or what? Oh, here? Come on, man.
Anyway. So, wait. You got one World Series out of a the franchise didn't win for 100 years. You got one World Series. Is it a success, Sarah Spain?
It's a success, yeah, especially if we don't totally tear it down now.
Yes, of course. Yes. I miss nostalgia. Nobody does nostalgia like they used to do. We'll move it on. Damian Lillard with Team USA about his future with the Blazers. Roll tape.
But anything that I have to say, I'm going to say it directly to Neil, and I'm going to address it directly with my team. So I don't really have nothing to say to you guys about it.
Kevin, what are you hearing there from Lillard?
I'm hearing that he's been the anti-NBA player for his career, right? The great guy on a great team that can't get over the hump. And he's never really come out and been one of those guys that said, I need help, or I want to be traded, or I want this guy as a GM, or this guy as the coach. And that's where he's at right now, because you can sense that he kind of does want some change, but he's not going to come out and say it and lose the shine that's on his career.
Lee?
Yeah, I think Kevin makes a great point that he's been the anti-NBA superstar and how he's gone about his business. You know, he's been with Portland since 2012, 2013, and he hasn't complained despite the fact that, there hasn't been the type of success that a player of his caliber deserves to have. It seems like he's kind of still figuring out what he wants and how he wants to move forward with his career.
McMullen.
I think there's some truth to that, June. I think because you've got a coaching change, things are going on, he's got to take a good look at it. Whatever Dame Lillard decides, I think the Portland Trailblazers are probably going to need to honor it, because he's earned that. He has gone through this, some good times, some pretty disappointing times, and he hasn't been scorched earth, and that is a little rare in today's NBA. So if he does decide, you know what, I need to move on, maybe he'll ask them to do it quietly, but they probably should honor what he's thinking.
Do you think he's leaning that way, Jackie? What are you hearing?
I think he goes back and forth. I do think he's frustrated with where things went last year. And the problem they have, Tony, it's salary cap stuff. CJ McCollum's a big number. You've got guys coming up as free agency. And how much better can you get? He knows that. He's a smart guy.
There's me.
I think you asked us this because you're asking why he's speaking now. And I think the most likely reason is that as a guy who has consistently said throughout his career, I want to stay here, I want to finish here, I want to parade in Portland, he's frustrated that despite all that, he's still having words put in his mouth and people assigning thoughts about where he might go, because he's been very clear about it. There is a possibility, though, that he is now saying, I'm taking this inside. Because if you don't hear me saying that as often anymore, it's because I don't feel that way anymore. And that's something we certainly have to consider, that he's not going to publicly tell us, I don't want to go anywhere anymore, because maybe he does.
Sarah, I have something to publicly tell you right now. You have somewhere to go right now, but it's not the showdown. You're going to be going wherever you guys go. I don't know where you guys go when I put you back here. And Jackie Mack also going that place. Have a great weekend, guys. Blackstone Lee will be our showdown in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Kevin Blackstone, June Lee, good luck in showdown. Shohei Ohtani has not taken batting practice all season long. I heard this on Buster Olney's Baseball Tonight podcast, and I did not see it coming. Kevin Blackstone, does that add or subtract from the Ohtani lore?
Oh my goodness, this is just another addition to his lore. This shows what a great athlete he is. He can just go out there and smack home runs without having to practice. He can do it better than you, even if you put in all the hours. Tremendous.
June?
Batting practice is more of a show for the fans. I've talked to guys like Mookie Betts who don't try to hit homers in batting practice. They're just trying to hit it the opposite way, get their swing right. I see this as more of a non-story, although I can see why it's a good headline.
Did you just see what Lee did? He sprinkled in, I've talked to Mookie Betts about batting practice before. Inside information, actual reporting, point. Lee, showdown two, the great Don Orsillo with the call.
The San Diego kid. It's a grand slam. That's unbelievable.
Oh, man, Orsillo just nailed that call. All right, so second career at bat for Camarena. He's a pitcher. He's a reliever. He's facing Max Scherzer. It's a grand slam in front of his family and hometown fans because, as you just heard, he doesn't just play for San Diego, he's from San Diego. He's the first pitcher to grand slam for his first career hit in 123 years. What's the best detail here for Daniel Camarena? Jun Lee?
The fact that he's, for the rest of his life, he's going to be able to say that his first career hit was off a Hall of Fame pitcher and it was a grand slam. Like, how many people will we ever be able to say that?
Blackstone, what's up?
You know what? I talked to a lot of Nats fans about this particular incident, and they weren't that impressed, by the way. All right? Oh, he hit a home run off a Hall of Famer. How many Hall of Fame
pitchers? Okay, would you stop? The Nats blew an 8-0 lead. You have no case here. Did you see Camarena's brother? His older brother was in the same. Looks like he was going to pass out. Amazing. Ah, oh, man. And Orsillo's call was the best. June Lee, take the FaceTime.
Shohei Ohtani is obviously one of the biggest stories in sports, but I think it's time to move past the obvious comparison of Babe Ruth. Obviously, Ohtani is pitching and hitting, but this dude is doing something that's unprecedented in the history of sports. This deserves to be a conversation topic on Good Morning America. It deserves to be on the cover of Time Magazine. He's a national story that deserves to be talked about beyond sports right now.
Look at this. Got my piece of paper at the last second. Thank you, June Lee. Congrats on the win. Now, I'm going to hit the lens because such a big deal was made out of it.